So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf brought two conflicting brises regarding a get written on a boat. One brisa stated, Hamevi get besvina, kamevi ba'aretz Yisrael, and it does not require befani nechtav. While another brisa says, kamevi b'chutz l'aretz, it does require befani nechtav. The Gemara there first explained the machlekes as referring to a boat that is in a body of water in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara now offers another approach. Benaharis shal Eretz Yisrael, kula amalei pligi. Everyone agrees that the rivers in Eretz Yisrael are exempt from Mefanei Nechtav because, as Rashi explains, loy mishum yinikum nakarka hu kemaisru kashvias. The halachas of Mefanei Nechtav are not dependent on the ability to draw nourishment from the ground of Eretz Yisrael, but rather on whether the people are aware of Lishma and whether they are shayaros mitsuyas. Hilkach, loyshno nohar, loyshno yabasha, the rivers are equally part of Eretz Yisrael as dry land. Ki pligi biyam hagodil, the machlikis is regarding ships in the Mediterranean Sea. As we see in the following brisa, kol shashefeya v'yoyrid, mituri amnon v'lefnim Eretz Yisrael, mituri amnon v'lechutz chutz l'aretz. Turi amnon, also known as Hor Har, borders the Mediterranean Sea at the northwestern corner of Eretz Yisrael, and the northern border runs through its peak. Therefore, its southern slope is in Eretz Yisrael, while its northern slope is in chutz l'aretz. The brisa continues, hanisin shebeyam, regarding the status of the islands off the western coast. We draw an imaginary line from the peak of Turi Amnon in the northwestern corner of Eretz Yisrael to Nachal Mitzrayim, the southwestern corner of Eretz Yisrael. These two corners jut out into the sea, and so there is a section of the sea that is within the indentation between these corners. Min ha'chutz v'lifnim Eretz Yisrael. Na'chutz u'lechutz chutz l'aretz. Islands inside this area are considered Eretz Yisrael, while islands outside this line are chutz l'aretz. However, Behuda disagrees. Behuda Aimer, kol shekeneged Eretz Yisrael, harehu k'Eretz Yisrael. Islands that are due west of the coastline of Eretz Yisrael, all the way out until the Atlantic Ocean, are included in the border. While regarding Hanisin Shebitzdadin, islands that are to the north or south of this area, Ryan Eisen kilo chut metuach aleyan mikoflaria v'adyam u'kainis, the northern and southern borders extend due west out to the sea. The islands in the entire Mediterranean Sea inside these lines are included in Eretz Yisrael, while islands outside, north and south of these lines, are considered chutz l'aretz. Therefore, as Rashi explains, Hanach tarti masnayasta dil el pligi, shenichtav haget b'yam ha'gadol, the Brises are discussing a get that was written on an island or on a boat out in the Mediterranean Sea, outside the line drawn between Turi Amnon and Nachal Mitzrayim. The first Brise, maybe get besvina, maybe be'eretz Yisrael, follows the pin of Rabbi Yehuda, that it is part of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore does not require befani nechtav. And the second Brise, maybe b'chutz l'aretz, follows the opinion of the Tanna Kamma that it's chutz l'aretz and does require befani nechtav. The Gemara now discusses the status of Surya, the area to the north that was conquered by David HaMelech and annexed to Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah later states, "Hamoicher avdei l'chutz l'aretz yatzel l'cheres." Since slaves are obligated in most mitzvahs, a slave who is sold to someone in the chutz l'aretz is set free as a penalty to the owner for causing him to violate the prohibition against leaving Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara wonders, "Hamoicher avdei l'Surya k'moicher b'chutz l'aretz dami oylai." Is Surya considered part of Eretz Yisrael or part of Chutz L'aretz regarding this halacha? The Gemara proves this from our Mishnah, where a mayor said, "Akoy k'Eretz Yisrael legitin," implying legitin in lavadim loy. The people of Akoy are aware of Lishma and travel to Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, Akoy is treated like Eretz Yisrael for gittin. However, regarding slaves, it is considered Chutz L'aretz. V'koshken Surya demarach ketuva, and this is certainly true for Surya, which is much further north. The Gemara now digresses to discuss the status of Surya. B'shloisha drachim shavsa Surya l'Eretz Yisrael u'b'shloisha l'chutz l'aretz. Surya is comparable to Eretz Yisrael regarding three halachas and to chutz l'aretz in three others. Afarat tamei k'chutz l'aretz. Surya is included in the Chachamah's decree of the state of impurity on chutz l'aretz. V'amoicha avdu l'Surya k'moicha b'chutz l'aretz. Someone who sells his slave to Surya is penalized. V'amevi get m'Surya k'mevi m'chutz l'aretz. A get brought from Surya to Eretz Yisrael requires befalei nechtav. On the other hand, Chayevis b'maisu b'shviyas k'Eretz Yisrael. Its produce is obligated in Maisra and Shemitah because kibush yachid shmei kibush. The personal conquest of David HaMelech rendered these lands part of Eretz Yisrael regarding these halachas, even though they were not l'tzarech kol Yisrael on behalf of Klal Yisrael, but rather Litzarkai for his personal needs. V'reitz lekonis lo betahara nichnas b'shei the table migdal. It is possible to be in Surya and yet remain pure by entering in an enclosed container which protects him from Tumah. Although ordinarily hanichnas la'eretz ha'amim b'shei the table migdal Rebbe mitame, Rebbe says that he is still tameh. This is because gazru al gusha v'al avira. The Chacham decreed Tumah on both the land and the airspace of Chutz La'aretz. However, Surya al gusha gazru al avira la gazru. They only decreed Tumah on the land, not on the air. Therefore, if he does not come in contact with the ground, he is not tameh. Hakoina sada b'Surya kakoina b'perove Yerushalayim. Buying a field in Surya is comparable to purchasing property in Yerushalayim in that koisim nalav oinay v'afilu b'Shabbos. It is permitted to write the contract on Shabbos, provided oimer la'ovi kachavim v'aisa. He asks a non-Jew to do so, even though this is usually forbidden midrabanan. However, mishum yishav Eretz Yisrael lagaz rabanan. The Chacham permitted this in order to facilitate the settlement of Eretz Yisrael with Yidden. The Gemara continues, although the term get usually refers to a bill of divorce, Taisus and Daf Beis explains, shar shtaris pa'am namikari get. The term can be used to denote any legal document. Our Gemara now begins discussing shechur avadim, slaves' emancipation documents, and refers to them as gitin. Specifically, the Mishnah on Daf Tes tells us, echad gitin nashim, ve'echad shechur avadim, shabu l'maylech u'lemaybi. A slave's get also requires b'fani nechtav. Our Gemara therefore says, Eved shehevi gitoi v'kasav by atzmacho v'nechsai kenui lach. If the slave arrives bearing his emancipation document, which also states that the owner gives him all his belongings, atzmekana nochasam loikana. His declaration of b'fani nechtav is accepted regarding himself, and he is freed, because midid hava get isha, in this respect a get shechur is like a get isha. However, it is not accepted regarding the rest of his belongings, because midid hava kim shtaris, like an ordinary financial document, it can only be authenticated by two witnesses. The Gemara now turns to a similar case. Kol nichsiya kenuyin lach mahu. If the owner simply wrote one all-inclusive term in gifting him all his possessions, in which the eved is included, can his declaration of b'fani nechtav validate the document or not? Rashi explains that the Gemara is asking whether chadi buruhu, since he included the slave and the property in one statement, we do not view them as independent gifts, since the eved is part of his property. Therefore, their effectiveness is interdependent and will only work in tandem, or pagina dibura. We do split the statement into its individual components, and each can be effective independent of the other. Abaya holds loy pagina dibura. Therefore, mitech shekana atzmai kan nachasim. The document is fully validated, and he acquires both himself and the possessions. However, Abaya then reversed his position and said, mitech shaloy kana nachasim loy kana atzmai. The document is not validated at all. On the other hand, Rabba holds pagina dibura. Therefore, echad zeh ve'echad zeh, atzmei kana nachasim lekana. The document is validated regarding the eved, but not regarding the other belongings.